理课堂听 class.com。
本学校英语专业四级考试指南修订版，由上海外语音像出版社录制出版。第一盒，A New Guide to TEM 4, 2nd Edition. Test for English Majors. Grade 4. Sample 1. Part 1. Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings,The passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 1. Now, listen to the passage.
Why some people are poor. The poverty line is the minimum income that people need.For an acceptable standard of living. People with incomes below the poverty line are considered poor. As the general standard of living rises, the poverty line does too. Therefore, even with today's relatively high standard of living, about 10% of the people in the United States are below the poverty line. Economists suggest several reasons. For one thing, more than half of the poor people are not qualified to work. By law,Children less than 16 years old cannot work in many industries. Many companies do not hire people over 65 years old, which is considered the normal retirement age. Some poor adults do not look for jobs for a variety of personal reasons. Other poor people look for a job but can't find one. Many poor adults never went to high school. Therefore, when they look for jobs, they have few skills that they can offer.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
The poverty line is the minimum income that people need for an acceptable standard of living. The poverty line is the minimum income that people need for an acceptable standard of living. People with incomes below the poverty line are considered poor.People with incomes below the poverty line are considered poor. As the general standard of living rises,As the general standard of living rises, the poverty line does too. The poverty line does too. Therefore, even with today's relatively high standard of living, about 10% of the people in the United States are below the poverty line. About 10% of the people in the United States are below the poverty line. Economists suggest several reasons. For one thing, more than half of the poor people are not qualified to work. For one thing, more than half of the poor people are not qualified to work. By law, children less than 16 years old cannot work in many industries. By law, children less than 16 years old cannot work in many industries. Many companies do not hire people over 65 years old. Many companies do not hire people over 65 years old. Which is considered the normal retirement age. Which is considered the normal retirement age. Some poor adults do not look for jobs for a variety of personal reasons. Some poor adults do not look for jobs for a variety of personal reasons. Other poor people look for a job, but can't find one. Other poor people look for a job, but can't find one. Many poor adults never went to high school. Many poor adults never went to high school. Therefore, when they look for jobs, they have few skills that they can offer. Therefore, when they look for jobs, they have few skills that they can offer.
The last reading.
The poverty line is the minimum income that people need for an acceptable standard of living. People with incomes below the poverty line are considered poor. As the general standard of living rises, the poverty line does too. Therefore, even with today's relatively high standard of living, about 10% of the people in the United States are below the poverty line. Economists suggest several reasons. For one thing, more than half of the poor people are not qualified to work. By law, children less than 16 years old cannot work in many industries. Many companies do not hire people over 65 years old, which is considered the normal retirement age. Some poor adults do not look for jobs for a variety of personal reasons. Other poor people look for a job but can't find one. Many poor adults never went to high school. Therefore, when they look for jobs, they have few skills that they can offer.
Now you have 2 minutes to check through your work. This is the end of the dictation.
Part 2. Listening Comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on your answer sheet. Section A. Conversations. In this section, you will hear several conversations. Listen to the conversations carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 1 to 3 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation.
Honey, the basketball game is about to start. And could you bring some chips and a bowl of ice cream? And a slice of pizza from the fridge.
Anything else?
Nope, that's all for now. Hey, honey, you know, they're organizing a company basketball team, and I'm thinking about joining. What do you think? What do you mean, I was the star player in high school.
Yeah, 25 years ago. Look, I just don't want you having a heart attack running up and down the court.
So what are you suggesting? Should I just abandon the idea? I'm not that out of shape.
Well, you ought to at least have a physical before you begin. I mean, it has been at least 5 years since you played at all.
Well, okay, but...
And you need to watch your diet and cut back on the fatty foods like ice cream. And you should try eating more fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And you should take up a little weight training to strengthen your muscles, or perhaps try cycling to build up your cardiovascular system. Oh, and you need to go to bed early instead of watching TV half the night.
Hey, you are starting to sound like my personal fitness instructor.
No, I just love you, and I want you to be around for a long, long time.
Questions 4 to 7 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for a reference book.
Okay, do you know the title?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what I'm looking for. I need information on European demographics.
Okay, do you just need population statistics like total population, male, female? Real basics for demographics?
Yeah. Population, literacy rate, let's see, life expectancy by gender, like if women tend to live longer than men, things like that.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure you can get most, if not all, of those statistics from an atlas.
Yeah, but I'm kind of looking for it by city, not by country.
I see.
Well, do you know if there are any other reference books I can use for this?
Maybe you could tell me what this is for. Maybe I can help you better.
Okay. Geography with Professor Miller. And it's sort of an analysis of urban areas. A comparison of population trends and economic indicators, social indicators.
Did your professor give you any ideas on where to look?
No. She just gave us the assignment, and I figured I could find what I needed here without too much of a problem.
Yeah, it should be easier than this. I mean, I know there's one for North American cities, but I don't think that'll be a big help.
Nah.
Let's go over to the reference section. Let's take a look around that area and see if anything looks promising.
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation.
My doctor says I need an outside interest to get my mind off my work. Can you suggest a hobby?
Yes, I can suggest a hobby. Electronics might be fun, but you don't want a hobby that requires a lot of expensive equipment, do you?
No, I don't want to buy expensive equipment. I just want a vocation that is relaxing and enjoyable. Do you think collecting umbrellas would be interesting?
Collecting umbrellas? I've heard of a lot of unusual hobbies, but I've never heard of that one. You don't play a musical instrument, do you?
Yes, I play the violin, but I want to do something different. What's your hobby?
My hobby is stamp collecting. I've just started collecting stamps, and it's a lot of fun. Have you ever had a stamp collection?
No, I've never had a stamp collection. It takes a long time to build a good stamp collection, doesn't it?
Yes, building a good collection takes a long time, but a rare set of stamps can be very valuable. I can see that you're not interested in stamp collecting, but how about sports?
Yes, I am interested in sports. I want something I can do on weekends. Do you think golf or tennis would take my mind off my job?
Yes, I think they would. Section B, Passages. In this section, you will hear several passages. Listen to the passages carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the passage.
The internet dates back to 1969, when the U.S. Department of Defense decided to build an experimental network to make sure computer-based command in the event of a nuclear attack. As time went by, public and commercial networks in North America and Europe joined the system, and the expanding giant was born. Until 10 years ago, the Internet was actually the private fields of scientists and university students. During recent years, curious private citizens and businesses are crowding onto the Internet at a speed that is doubling its size every year. Now, computer networks have spread to form a giant global web. Some 100 million people from over 140 countries around the world have logged onto the Internet, a system linking tens of thousands of networks filled with information, discussion, and entertainment. Millions of web pages contained in a great number of sites are commonly used to exhibit a mixture of text, graphics, sounds, and video clips, as well as links to other web pages. On a typical day, data, as much as several million 250-page books, will pour through the Internet. Stored in the system are huge amounts of scholarly and scientific data, government documents and public records, airline timetables, weather reports, the full text of the Bible, and thousands of newspapers and magazines from around the world. In addition, by creating communities of people sharing common interests, computer networks are making their influence felt in schools, in the business world, in politics and government.
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the passage. Hello, everyone. Today, I'd like to talk about the changing seasons in my city, which was the assigned topic for this class. First of all, the winter season usually begins in December and ends in early March. The coldest month is January, and temperatures can drop below freezing for most of this month. The city usually averages about 30 inches of snow during this entire 3-month period. Occasionally, we have snowstorms that can drop a foot of snow in a very short period of time. Winter activities during this season include sledding, skiing, and snowshoeing. Spring usually arrives in late March, and the temperatures hover around 50 degrees during the day. It is a beautiful season because the flowers start to bloom. It is sometimes windy, and this is great for flying kites. People in my city often like to go on picnics, stroll through parks, and play outdoor games. Next, summer starts in June as temperatures slowly rise to around 80 degrees. The summer is very dry with little rain throughout the season. Popular activities are hiking, fishing, camping, and outdoor sports, including soccer. Finally, summer changes to fall in late September when the weather cools off and the trees begin to change colors. A lot of people enjoy driving into the mountains and viewing the fall colors. It is also a time when people clean up their yards and gardens in preparation for the winter season. So, as you can see, my city has a lot to offer no matter when you visit this area. Questions 18 to 20 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the passage.
Where is the university? Is a question many visitors to Cambridge ask, but no one can give them a clear answer, for there is no wall to be found around the university. The university is the city. You can find the classroom buildings, libraries, museums and offices of the university all over the city, and most of its members are the students and teachers or professors of the 31 colleges. Cambridge was already a developing town long before the first students and teachers arrived 800 years ago. It grew up by the River Cranta, as Cambridge was once called. A bridge was built over the river as early as 875. In the 14th and 15th centuries, more and more land was used for college buildings. The town grew much faster in the 19th century after the opening of the railway in 1845. Cambridge became a city in 1951, and now it has a population of over 100,000. Many young students want to study at Cambridge. Thousands of people from all over the world come to visit the university town. It has become a famous place all around the world. Section C, News Broadcast. Questions 21 to 23 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news.
Japan's trade surplus jumped again last month, with the sluggish economy continuing to slow demand for imports. Finance Ministry figures show the January trade surplus was $5.3 billion. That was almost 40% higher than the same period of last year. It was the 25th consecutive monthly gain in the surplus from previous year levels. Japan's trading partners have become increasingly irritated with its growing trade surplus.
Questions 24 and 25 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. The week-old Mexico rebellion in the southern state of Chiapas shows signs of spreading. The rebels claim responsibility for destroying two electricity towers Thursday, and in a Mexico City newspaper, they threaten action in the capital. Mexico City's stock exchange has been evacuated because of a bomb threat yesterday, and security has been strengthened at the city's international airport. Questions 26 and 27 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news.
Officials of the United States and the European Community are continuing to negotiate, trying to solve differences 3 weeks before the deadline for reaching a new World Trade Agreement. U.S. Trade Representative Mickey Cantor and EC Trade Commissioner Leon Britton will meet again next Wednesday after 2 days of talks in Washington this week. Deputies will continue to negotiate until then. Mr. Britton says he made some progress in the Washington talks.
Questions 28 and 29 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. Algerian police, looking for three kidnapped French nationals, are searching vehicles at roadblocks in downtown Algiers. The van used in Sunday's kidnapping was found abandoned in the area. An Algerian police chief says the captives may still be alive. Seven foreigners have been killed over the last month by suspected Muslim extremists fighting to topple the government. Question 30 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 5 seconds to answer the question. Now listen to the news.
NATO and Russia are reporting some progress in efforts to finalize a charter governing their post-Cold War relationship. But they stressed more work must be done to settle their differences in military and political issues. a fifth round of talks between Russian Foreign Minister and NATO's Secretary General ended Tuesday in Luxembourg.
This is the end of listening comprehension. Now please proceed to the next part.